Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Grace View, a discussion forum of life-enriching topics that pertain to family, men, philosophical perspectives, women, and singles. The Grace View is a production of John Davis Marshall and the Solomon Society. The Grace View may be heard live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-989-0722. Or it can be heard anytime online at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Grace View. Now, stay tuned for today's episode of Manage Masculinity. If you have a question or comment, please dial the number 1 on your phone, and we will give you the opportunity to speak.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Brother Robert McFall, and I'll be a moderator for this evening. We will be listening to Robert Waring, which he will be bringing us his third part of his series of Are We Men of Courage? It has been a wonderful topic that we've been going over here for the last several months, and he's been bringing very interesting things to our eyesight as far as Are We Men of Courage? If Robert Waring can dial number 1, and you'll be able to listen to him. Robert Waring?
Good evening.
Yes, sir, Brother Paul.
Good evening. Yes.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. I've got a couple of brothers, young brothers from my congregation that should be joining me as well. Jerome, if you will dial 1. And Charlie, if you're there, if you will dial 1. They're going to join us in this discussion tonight as we talk about being men of courage, or are we men of courage? And I'm just so glad to be with you again tonight. Thank Brother Marshall for the opportunity to allow us to come on. Pardon me, all the phones in my house are ringing at one time. But we're glad to be with you again tonight. I think this is such a great forum that we can come together and we can talk. And please know that I'm one of those ministers that I enjoy having folks add to the discussion. So at any point in time, if you have a question or a comment, please dial 1 and we will get you in and entertain your question and or your comment. Now, I want to take a minute and just give a preference. I've been talking about one of the things that I'm very passionate about. I'm very passionate about men and our families and the development of men in the family. That's something that I was very passionate about. When Brother Marshall did his series, the book on church matters, and he asked brothers across the brotherhood to talk about something that they were passionate about, the chapter that I submitted was about men, the development of our young men. And so I'm very passionate about it. I think it's something that we need to spend time having discussions, healthy discussions about, because I believe it will help us as individuals, help us as families, and also help the church as we move forward. Now, with that being said, I'm a teacher. I'm an educator by nature. I've been in education for 28 years now, as a classroom teacher, as an administrator on the district level. And I enjoy teaching, but I realized there were some things that the master teacher, who was Jesus, did that helped people. Jesus used parables. And what a parable was is simply taking something that people might be familiar with, using that as a background to teach a greater lesson. One of the things that I like to use parables as well, but one of the things I like to use as I'm teaching these lessons, sometimes I will look at a movie and a movie will resonate with me because there are a lot of good concepts in the movie, a lot of good principles in the movie. And so people will have looked at the movie and they may have looked at it and said, oh, I like this or oh, I like that, but they never realized or took time to look at the spiritual ramifications of topics that were discussed in the movie. So there was a movie put out by the Sherwood Group a number of years ago, and the name of the movie was Courageous. And it talks about Honor Begins at Home. I think that's the subtitle on it. Let me look back right back. Yes, Courageous, Honor Begins at Home. And what they did, they took these four policemen. They were deputies at a congregation in, or at a county in Georgia, and they took these four policemen and they basically looked at their lives, the ups, the downs in their lives, and what they tried to do was tell their story in such a way that helped us see how men can grow closer in their relationship with God and also grow to be a better father, a better husband. And so I think that is so important. This is the third in the series, and I want to just echo right quick. The first thing that we talked about in the series was dealing with tragedy, responding to tragedy, responding to the loss of a job, responding to the loss of a loved one, responding when we're put in dangerous situations. And so we talked about that and how we should respond and how God gives us the strength, the wisdom, and the knowledge to respond correctly. But also, we talked about the fact that as being men, we are to be the leaders of our families as we go through these tragedies. So we talked about that. Then last month, so that was the month of March. In the month of May, that was the month of April. In the month of May, we talked about the second theme in there, which was living with honor. And so we talked about the fact that as men, we need to live and carry ourselves in such a way that we are living with honor. In the NLT version of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 16 and 13 says, be on guard or watch. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And so we talked about living with honor, being courageous, being strong, but standing firm on our faith. And we looked at some situations in which that took place. Now, tonight, I want to talk about the third theme, building an inheritance. Building an inheritance. And with that being said, Brother Cowards, have you joined us yet?
I have I unmuted two people that dialed the number one, ending in 5794 and ending in 9435.
Yes, I'm here, Brother Warren. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now. Brother Charlie, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. These are my guys, and they are my readers sometimes, so I want to give them a couple of scriptures to read, and we're going to read these scriptures, and we'll talk about it throughout the series tonight, but I want us just to put the scriptures out there because I want people to realize there is a word from the Lord when it comes down to building an inheritance, or building an inheritance. Brother Charlie did a great series on our morning call talking about our families and the roles in the family. Brother Cowards did a great series as well talking about our legacy. And so this kind of combines those two series. The scripture that I want you to get, I'll go Charlie first, then Jerome. Charlie, get Exodus 20 and 12. Jerome, get Joshua 24 and 15. Charlie, the second one, write these down, guys. Get Psalms 103 and 13. And Jerome gets Psalms 112, verses 1 and 2. Then Charlie gets Proverbs 3 11 and 12. Jerome, get Proverbs 22 and 16. Charlie, get Ephesians 6 and 4. And Jerome, get Colossians 3 and 21. If y'all have those written down, and I hope y'all out there listening will write these scriptures down as well. The month of June has the great third Sunday, which is considered Father's Day, and I hope that this will motivate us as men to become better fathers. Let us see what the Bible has to say. Get for me Ephesians 20 and 12.
Exodus 20 and 12.
Yes, Exodus 20 and 12. Thank you.
Exodus 20 and 12 reads, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee."
All right. Here we see in Exodus, and I'm going to just quickly go through it right quick. The Bible tells us that when we honor our fathers and our mothers, it will bless us with longevity of life. So that's something to keep in mind. Get Joshua 24 and 15.
"And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
All right. Now, what we're talking about tonight is building an inheritance. First of all, in Exodus, we need to teach our children that they need to honor the mother and the father. They need to honor those that are older so that the days may be long. Second, Joshua says, as men, we need to make a decision that our house is going to be a house that serves God. All right, get Psalms 103 and 13.
Psalms 103, verse 13 reads, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him."
All right. The Bible said that God is like a father, and the Lord pitieth those or has compassion on those that fear him. So we need to have, we as fathers need to have compassion on our children, but we also need to teach our children to have a reverence or a respect for their parents. Get Psalms 112, verses 1 and 2.
"Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed."
Look at what the Bible says. When we praise the Lord, "Blessed is those who fear the Lord, for they will find great delight in his command." And guess what? Their children will be blessed. They will be mighty in the land. The generations of the upright will be blessed. So we see that there's a blessing that comes when our families, when we serve the Lord and we teach our families to serve the Lord. All right, Proverbs 3, 11 and 12.
Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 12 reads, "My son, despise not the chastising of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." Happy.
All right. Let's just stop right there. The Bible says that don't get upset when God disciplines you. He's correcting you. He's disciplining you because he loves you. The Lord corrects those that he loves like a father corrects his child that he loves. All right, Proverbs 22 and 6.
"Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it."
Here, Proverbs says that if we will do our job of training our children when they are younger, when they get older, they will retain the training they've received. So we have a responsibility to train them Doesn't say they'll never make a mistake. Doesn't say they'll never fall. But as they grow older, they will remember and retain the teaching they've received. All right, Ephesians 6 and 4.
Ephesians 6, 4 reads, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and admonishment of the Lord."
All right. The Bible says, don't despise your children, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. A direct command to fathers. All right. Colossians 3 and 21.
Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged.
All right. And here it says that fathers, so in Ephesians it said that we're to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, but in Colossians it tells us not to provoke them to anger, lest they become discouraged. I want to just take a minute. Do y'all realize there are so many scriptures in the Word of God that are directed to men and how we are to be better fathers? God realizes, and ladies that are listening, please do not take this the wrong way, but God has put a responsibility on our shoulders as men. And we've got this great and awesome responsibility to lead our families. Now, leading our families does not mean that when we walk in the door and stomp our feet, everybody runs into the corner. Leading our family means that we provide the support and the structure so that our children and our families may be blessed. And as we've just read from the Old Testament to the New Testament, throughout God's Word, He gives instructions for fathers and how they are to lead and to build an inheritance for their children. So we're going to go into and talk a little bit about the movie tonight. And before we go, Brother McFall, Brother Calvin, Brother Child, do y'all have any comments on what we've talked about so far?
No, you're doing real well. I'm listening. I don't have no questions right now as we speak.
Okay. Any other guys? Do any of the scriptures step out to or kind of stand out to you, guys?
Yes, sir. The last scripture that we read over there in Colossians, you know, Paul said, "Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." So God puts a responsibility on us as fathers that not only should we bring them up the right way, but we should not discourage them along the way. So that's one of those things that has kind of stuck out to me, that we need to encourage our children versus discouraging them.
Okay. All right. Let me make a comment on that. You know, as men, we want our boys to be tough. And I honestly believe that we need to teach them not to be too soft. But we got to be careful as we're teaching them to be tough, not to provoke them and run them in the opposite direction. So the Bible says we've got to do this thing, and it's not an easy task. We've got to discipline, but discipline with love. We've got to guide, but we've got to guide in a godly spirit. And so we've got an awesome responsibility, and I take it as a great joy to be the leader of my family. And so I think it's such a great and awesome responsibility. Brother Charlie, does anything stick out to you?
Yeah, that scripture reading you gave me at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, where it says God disciplined us with love, same way we should discipline our children with love, and not be upset when we get in discipline, for this love. And then we find a follow-up of that in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24, which says, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chastiseth him beat times." If we don't love our, if we don't discipline them, we're not loving them at all. That's what the Bible tells us. For our discipline can help them later on in life by showing them right from wrong if we just raise them up any kind of way without the discipline, just let them do what they want to do, they're going to be disrespectful to people. 9 times out of 10, they're going to land up in jail, land up in places they ain't got nowhere being because they didn't have that right discipline. And even if it does end up falling the way where you do discipline your child, just like the prodigal son, they might run astray, and we pray that they don't. But they'll remember that discipline you put on them when they start going through that trial and tribulation and know how to return back home and know that discipline was out of. Then they'll realize what it was really getting discipline for at that younger age. So I do appreciate that verse there of showing that our discipline is for the love of the child.
All right. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. I think it's so important that we realize as we're getting into this discussion, it's not just about a movie, but it's about looking at the Word of God and what God says in regards to it. Now, I'm going to go and talk about a couple of scenes out of the movie that are important. There was a scene when they talked about fatherhood and these gentlemen, as we talked about, they were sheriff's deputies, and the sheriff came in and talked about the fact that they've got so much crime, and he started reading out statistics about fathers and the lack of fathers or the absent fathers, that when we're not doing what we need to do as men, how it impacts our children, and it impacts our boys as well as our girls. Sometimes we don't realize it, but it has an impact on the daughters as well. And so he talks about those particular things. When he first talked about it, these guys kind of took it a little lightly. However, there's a gentleman that has a tragedy. He loses his daughter to a drunk driver. Because of that loss, he is wrestling. He is wrestling with why God. In our first 2 months ago, we talked about dealing with tragedy, and I pray that we don't have to, but we all will have some things in our lives where we will sometimes lose someone that's close to us. But at this particular time, he began to reflect on himself, and he began to have some real deep discussion research. He went to his minister, and his minister told him to get a concordance and to look up fathers, run a concordant search on the word father, and see how many times God talks to fathers in the Word of God. And so what he does is he does that research, and he starts looking in the Bible, and he starts bringing out scripture after scripture after scripture when God talks to the fathers about leading and being the right kind of man for their family. And based on that research, it brings about some changes in him. So one of the reasons why I wanted to start off our discussion with us looking at the Bible and looking at some scriptures, hopefully the more we study the Word of God, as men, we see that God is definitely talking to us as men, talking to us about our role as leaders. I get into so many times, we get into discussions about the scriptures that God gives about women and keeping silent in the church. But it's not just about that. It's about God has given us a role as men to be leaders in our families. He's given us a responsibility that we ought to take seriously, and not let it go to our head that I'm the man, but yes, you are the man, and God requires some things of you as the man. And when we do what we ought to do as men, our families will be more blessed. So I wanted to just kind of throw that out for a minute. Let's just throw out that topic for a minute. Were you all aware or realize how many times or how much is said about fatherhood in the Bible? Guys, anybody?
No, I didn't really, after you
after you guys was reading the scriptures and everything, I didn't really realize that as far as how much it was talking about as far as fatherhood and fathers being leaders in the families and everything. But I just want to comment on something though with the scriptures that you did talk about. The one thing that I've caught in there, to which I think we as men should do, and sometimes I think when we look at men, we don't look at it as in that way. That we also need to show love, compassion towards our kids, you know, not just our wife but our kids as well, because of the fact that I think that's what's missing in today's society as far as with the kids. They don't have no love or no compassion towards one another. They look at each other as, I guess, rivals or whatever you want to call it, because they don't have no fear. They don't have enough love to forgive and let some things go that they do account of when they're out in the streets. They all want to just, you know, do each other in and have no, you know, and that's no love in there, in that. So I just want to make that comment about that.
Okay. Anybody else have anything about just the Bible talking about the male responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, like this brother Charles, you opened up my eyes. Well, I know I've seen that, looking in the NIV and all that, seeing the word fathers in there, but that's the only way we would have, by you just doing that just then, I was looking for particular scriptures. But once you just put the knowledge on me with the Bible using more of it for us fathers so that we can lead our households in the right way, that just tries makes me more want to look into more of what I need to do to lead my household in the right way, read more of the Bible and just get NIV and get all the father scriptures. And read them and see what God commands me to do to better my relationship with my family, better my relationship with my wife, and have a better relationship with my kids so I can help them to grow and do well by all God. So, yeah, I do. I'm really learning myself right now, and I'm appreciating this.
Well, this is the purpose of us having these discussions, is that we learn from one another. And believe it or not, I will go back and I will listen to this. I tend to listen to our discussions whenever we have these discussions, because there are key points that are brought up. And whether it's a question being asked or a comment being made, these are things that help us grow and help us to develop. Now, guys, folks out there listening, we're having a great discussion, and I'm enjoying our discussion. But if you all have a comment, please dial 1, and Brother McFaul will let us know, and we'll bring you into the discussion if you have a comment or a question. All right, we're going to go on. Jerome, did you have anything on that, or are you good?
I'm just soaking it all in, my brother. Didn't realize the actual how many times that fathers was mentioned in the Bible. You know, that was totally a big eye-opener for me as well, just like Brother Charlie mentioned. You know, I need to study a little bit more and see exactly what role that I need to play in the development of my family as well. So I'm enjoying it.
All right, let's go a little bit further. Now, because of that, because of his research, the one of the main characters in the movie, because of his research, he begins to realize that there are these things that the Bible is challenging us as men to do. And so what he does, based on his research, he comes up with a thought of a resolution. And if you all will bear with me for a minute, I'm going to read the resolution. And then I want us to just kind of talk about some of the things that come up out of the resolution. And we may end up having to do another series on this, if you all don't mind, because I really think it's important. And I've said again, that movie comes on. As it's coming up to Father's Day, there are certain channels that will play this movie. I would encourage you all, if you've got a TiVo, or get the DVD, but I would encourage you, to see the movie if you've not seen it, those that are listening out there, because it is a really powerful movie, and there's a lot of great things that come out of it. And there's enough action in it that you don't get bored, but there's some really good underlying concepts that I think are important. All right, now, with that being said, I want to talk about this resolution they came up with and some of the parts out of the resolution. Forgive me just a minute. I'm trying to. Okay. All right. He talked about, I do solemnly resolve before God to take full responsibility for myself, my wife, and my children. I will love them, protect them, serve them, and teach them the word of God as the spiritual leader of my home. I will be faithful to my wife, to love, honor her, and be willing to lay down my life for her as Jesus Christ did for me. I will bless my children and teach them to love God and all with all of their hearts, all of their minds, and all of their strength. I will train them to honor authority and live responsibly. I will confront evil, pursue justice, and love mercy. I will pray for others and treat them with kindness, respect, and compassion. I will work diligently to provide for the needs of my family. I will forgive those who have wronged me and reconcile with those I have wronged. I will learn from my mistakes, repent of my sins, and walk with integrity as a man answerable to God. I will seek to honor God, be faithful to his church, obey his word, and do his will. I will courageously work with the strength God provides to fulfill this resolution for the rest of my life and for his glory. And it ends with, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Now, that's the resolution, and I think maybe next month when we come back together, we'll probably look at that resolution in more detail. But tell me, what do you think about it right now?
Man, that's truly, truly powerful. I know a couple of years ago, Brother Warren, me and yourself, we did that resolution. You know, we signed it, and that's one of those things that's hanging up in my living room right now, and I'm reminded of that oath that I took, you know, in front of the church. You know, that's truly, truly powerful, and, you know, I think more men need to take that charge, and they need to really step up and pay attention to what the words actually say, because, I mean, it's truly, truly powerful.
Yeah, for me, at our church, I want to say that was a couple of years ago, so that we, as majority of the brothers there, we did the same thing. We signed it and everything, and pretty much our minister, Brother Kinson, put it out there, and he asked the brothers before going to doing his sermon if everybody was on board with that, and he pretty much did a sermon around that, and pretty much it was right in front of it, the whole congregation as a whole. I like that, and you know, continue to strive to do those things, and as a reminder, you know, for all of us that's what we are supposed to do as men, as far as, you know, even if you don't have
of family right then and there. But if you have a child somewhere, being a father to that child is something that you should really take a strong hold on and really be conscious of that, because that child is looking for you, looking for you to be that man, to be that father. And I think that, you know, and even in the movie, it, you know, even though he that one man did as much as he could, it hurt him even more to know that he had to go and do time for the mistakes that he made, and not being able to be there for his child. So this is something which, not just the oath itself, but the words and how powerful it can be, where if you take time to really understand and listen to it, on how powerful it could be if you really want to be in your child's life, if you know not married to the mother and being there for that child. So that's powerful.
Okay. Anybody else before? Reverend Fall just made a comment, and I want to talk about that because it was something that came out of, there were a couple of things that after those men made the vows, and they began to really look at their lives, there were some changes that took place. And one of the young men in the movie, we're going to talk about him in just a minute, but are there any other comments before we go on? Anybody out there listening, we'd love to hear from you tonight. If we have struck a chord, struck a nerve, you've got something to say, don't be bashful. We would love to hear your comments as we talk about, do we have the courage? And I want y'all to really understand, the things that we're talking about tonight, they take courage. It takes courage to stand and say, I've fallen, but I'm going to be a better father. It takes courage to look into the Word of God and say, listen, I'm here at level 1, but God wants me at level 10. And it takes courage to climb the steps. And I know I'm giving a metaphor right now of climbing up a step. But, folks, that's really where we are in life. Most of us, but a lot of us have had some bad, or we see a lot of negative images of men. And so a lot of times we get caught up in some of these negative things. And when we begin to learn what the Word of God would have us to do, we got to climb some steps. If we would be honest about it, we've got to climb some steps. You know, one of those steps may be I need to be a better husband. One of those steps may be that I need to be a better father. Am I spending enough time with my children? Am I listening and not just telling? Am I there for them when they're going through things? As a father, did your teenage daughter talk to you? I'm just throwing out things as we talk about steps to climb. And guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I love my wife. I love my children. But I'm not at step 10. I still have some more climbing to do. But the more I study the Word of God and the more I apply God's principles, the higher I'm climbing. But I realize I've got to keep climbing. You know, some of you said just the conversation tonight has been a blessing. Whenever I get into the Word of God and I'm studying and I'm with my brothers and sisters in Christ, especially my brothers, I'm always learning as we spend more time in the Word of God and talking on subjects like this. All right, I'm going to be quiet. Y'all talk to me. Tell me, am I making sense or is it just going... am I just blowing air?
Oh, man, my brother, you're making perfect sense. As you were talking, I was just thinking of ways that I need to improve, you know, as a father, as a husband. I'm not the best communicator, you know. I know my wife tells me all the time that, you know, we don't talk enough. And we had an opportunity to talk the other night in the pit for probably 2 hours maybe, and to her, that meant all the difference in the world, you know, because normally, like I said, I'm not the best communicator, But, you know, it's a lot of times it's that the small things that you need to work on, or it's like taking the time out to really listen and see what's really going on in your family's lives. You know, it's not all about, you know, I know me and we are providers and we like to, and we provide for our family the best that we can. And but a lot of times it's not about the material things or nothing like that. A lot of times they just need that person that they can just really talk to and open up to. So that's one of those areas that I personally fall short in. You know, I need to be more of a listener and, you know, talk, make myself more available so they can feel comfortable talking to me. So, you know, I'm enjoying this, my brother.
Well, I can tell you now I'm learning tonight. Brother Carol and I have to work on that too, so don't worry. You're not the only one. I need to learn how to listen to and have those conversations with my wife. So I need to grow in that area also. Well, I just, to piggyback on that oath, that was a powerful saying, and Brother Cowan said something that was powerful with that saying, that he has that on his wall. If we tell the time, like the Bible tells us in Joshua 1, verse 8, meditate on the scriptures daily. If every man put that on his wall, take that oath, put on his wall, and was able just to read that oath every day when he arise, I think he'll thanks for waking up. I think that'll help. It strengthens you. It makes you strive for that level that oath puts you at. And that is a powerful oath, and I strive to put that oath on my wall because it's not on my wall. Be honest with you, I've never signed it, so my next step is to sign that and get myself together. I'm really appreciating this too tonight.
I say this, I'm enjoying this. I always enjoy it all the time, but bringing this up to the forefront for, you know, not just for our listeners, but I guess for men as a whole. There's something that you guys said before earlier, was that when we all as men come together to, if it's reading the scripture, doing a lesson, or just being with each other, we learn something. Because we all don't have answers. We don't have the right things. We all experience different things in our lives and as we go along. And not just for the married man, but for the single man as well, that I think we can learn from each other. And as we learn from each other, that just strengthens us as men. I truly believe that in the body of Christ, we need to do more things like this and have more forms. And you know, it's so easy for the ladies to have their ladies' day, and it's wonderful that they're able to do that. But as men, we need to really step our game up to which we can encourage one another and help each other learn more. And not just scripture-wise and spiritual-wise, but learn more as what man is supposed to do and how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to bring up our kids, what the things that we're doing that's wrong. Because I know I'm not there, and I guarantee you every man would say they're not. But the only way for us to get there is to learn from each other and help each other grow. So.
Guys, I'm appreciating the comments. Once again, I appreciate you all so much because you all are talking to me, and I love to have conversations going. I don't necessarily want you to always agree with me because that gives us a robust conversation. But I do appreciate you all so much. If there's anyone out there listening that would love to, that has a question, a comment, ladies, you all are extremely quiet tonight. Every other month we've had ladies that have made comments, and so we would love to hear from you. But I want to take a minute just to kind of echo on this concept of, and we're probably going to stay with this for a little while longer, another couple of months, because I think it's a rich discussion. But I want to share with you a process that happened in my household over the last couple of months. I've got a daughter that will graduate on this Friday. Very proud of her. She's a great student. She's an honor student. And she has had so many colleges, every college that she applied to, she was accepted at. And so she had a lot of scholarship offers. And over the last couple of months, and no one knows except for our immediate family exactly where she's going until Friday, but the conversation that we would have would be about, there were a few times she said, "Daddy, where should I go?" And she would come to me, and we would be by ourselves, and she would say, "Just tell me." And one of the hardest things was for me not to tell her where to go. Now, that didn't mean that I left her out there by herself. We would have conversations, and we would talk about schools. And we would talk about, should you go to a really big school? Should you go to a smaller school? We would talk about, you know, my daughter loves, she's a great young lady, but she's social. She loves football. We've always gone to, we live up here at Clemson, and so we would go to the football games. So she grew up going to football games and so forth. So that was something that she wanted, she was interested in. And we went and we visited different colleges. And, you know, she would ask her mom questions, and she would ask me questions. And I would always point out the positives and the negatives. But I would never say this place to go. And she would narrow things down, and she got down to her list of three, and then it went back up to four, and she went down to two, and then it went back up to about four or five. And through that whole process, one of the things that I strived to do was to be there to listen to her and to give her guidance. So there was one school that she was really interested in, and they gave her a lot of money, but it was probably the most expensive school around. And they gave her the same amount of money that some other schools gave, but what the other schools gave covered everything there. And so we talked about having to take out a loan, and we talked about student loan, and talked about how that requires you to your credit and having to pay back the loan. And so we had all kind of conversations like that. And now the easiest thing, and there were times when I wanted to just say, this is the school, go to this school. But I had to resist. And I'm saying this to you all because sometimes as fathers, we're going to have to be like the prodigal son's father. Sometimes we're going to have to teach them, guide them, direct them, but we're going to have to let them come to some things on their own. And so that doesn't mean we're giving them a license to do wrong, but it means that we cannot always be there to tell them and make the choices for them. So while they're with us, we have to teach them how to make good choices and teach them that your choices will have consequences. So I think part of being a good father is making that connection with our children so that we can have those kinds of conversations and learning how to listen, guide, but also how to step back sometimes. What do y'all think about that?
I totally agree with that, learning how to do these things. In the Bible it says, you know, bring your child up to teach them and everything. These are the things that we need to be able to teach them and help them to do these things. And then at a certain age, we have to learn how to now, I've done my part. Now it's time for me to start letting go and allowing you to make those decisions. And when you make those decisions, not to always be there to say I'm rescuing you, but I'm here to for any advice. I'm here to guide you or do certain things, but I'm not here to just fix everything that needs to be fixed that you have done wrong. Sometimes it's something in which they have to learn on their own,
but you're just there just to guide them. So I think if we do our part at an early age as they grow and then learn somewhere, because it's kind of hard, you know, to let go, to let them do some things, because you always want to jump in as a father. You always want to jump in, especially when you have a daughter, to jump in and save them. But you have to learn how to just step back and allow them to work their way through the things that they're going through. So I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I believe the scripture my brother was chiming at was Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, where it says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." We must be able to be open with our kids and listen to them and talk with them each and every day. But most importantly, I think we have to develop that relationship with them so they're able to trust us with whatever they're going through in their life. So they're able to come to us with anything, any obstacle they may be going through. Build that bond of trust that you're there just with that love and care and understanding. Building a strong relationship with them. Taking that time out with them to teach them so they can come to you with all their problems. Because believe me, as a child that's growing up, we've already been through a lot of stuff that they're about to get ready to go through. So we already have the knowledge and wisdom on us. And sometimes people don't share that with their kids. They want to hide it from them. But we need to be able to talk to our kids about what certain things can do to them, how certain things can impact their life. So, Brother Warren, I salute you for doing that with your child, letting her know that letting her make her own decisions, but also giving her advice about what her decisions can lead her to.
Any other comments or thoughts? Once again, for those that are listening out in our audience, we'd love to have you make a comment. Has the discussion tonight been a blessing to you? Is it something that will help you along life's journey? Please let us know.
Brother Warren, just keep a keep your track of time. Getting down to the 7-minute mark. Just to start wrapping it up.
Okay. Well, as I said, we there's a lot more that I would love to talk about because we really need to talk about after the resolution. What I want to challenge folks to do, if you don't have a copy of the resolution, you can go online and type in the resolution, the words of the resolution, or if you need to, I will send you a copy of it if you want me to. You can text me, and my phone number to text me at is 864-903-0668, and I will send you the words to the resolution. What I want us to do for next time, between now and next month, look at those words of the resolution and try to find out where is it biblical. And what I mean by biblical is, let me give you an example. There's part of the resolution that says, I will work diligently to provide for the needs of my family. Sounds good. Is that biblical? And what I'm trying to do is to challenge us to say, okay, where is that found in the Bible? Is there scriptures that back up the fact that as the male and as the leader of my family, I need to be diligent about providing for my family? This is really important, and I'm going to tell you the reason being. We've got a lot of young men right now that have some kind of crazy mindset that they are the man and they can sit at home and watch a baby while their wife goes out and works. And they think that that's okay. You know, this resolution is not just words. We need to make sure we know the biblicalness behind these words are these promises, these challenges. And so I would want to encourage you so that we can have a more robust discussion about this next month. So we thank you so much. Brother Charlie Charles, do you have any closing words for tonight?
Yes, I'd just like to say that this brotherly conversation has been a blessing to my life tonight. Something more knowledge throughout the Bible about fathers need to be in. I just want to say that I pray that as a blessing to each and every one of the ears that heard this tonight and be able to take it to thy heart and apply it in their family's life. And I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for the knowledge y'all put in me tonight.
Thank you so much, my brother. Brother Cowards, Brother Jerome, do you have any comments, closing comments?
Yes, sir. I just want to thank our host, Brother McFall, for having us tonight. Brother Wham for inviting us on as your guest, as well as Brother Marshall for having us on as well. So thank you, brothers, for the invitation.
Thanks. Brother McFall, I just want to say I'm thankful for this opportunity. Brother Marshall, I'm thankful for the opportunity. And I appreciate you, Brother McFall, for sitting in and hosting for us tonight. And adding to the discussion that makes it lively, and you've had some great comments. So hopefully the first Tuesday of next month, call somebody and invite them to become a part of this discussion, because I think it's important for us as men to deal with the question, are we men of courage? So I just thank you. There's a saying that I like to say when I do my Bible Hour program, and now I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, give you an inheritance among all those that are sanctified. Turning back over to Brother McFall.
Okay. I appreciate Robert Waring and his brothers that delivered a good message for this evening. I pray that everybody was able to enjoy it. Like Robert Waring said, tell somebody about this. Share this message with somebody, because you can help somebody, other know really what he needs to do in his family's lives and his life as a whole. Just continue to do so. And I'll pray that you guys can give Brother Warren a round of applause. You might not hear it, but I know you surely feel it, as Brother Marshall would say. And I just want to also say we appreciate you guys calling in. And once again, tell somebody about this, because this is a wonderful nugget that you can give to somebody to enrich their lives. Till next time, enjoy yourselves, enjoy the evening, and till we meet again next month. Y'all have a blessed evening.